possible evidence of atrocities. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Officials in Ukraine say thousands of bodies have been found near a city seen as key to Russia that's been bombarded for several weeks.
Satellite images show what appear to be more than 200 new mass graves in the Ukrainian town of Manhush outside of Mariupol. The city council there says the graves could hold as many as 9,000 civilians. The mayor accuses Russia of trying to hide war crimes being committed on a widespread scale. Smoke can be seen billowing out over the Azovstal steel plant, where Ukrainian fighters and many civilians are bunkered as Putin orders his troops to seal off the area, declaring victory over Mariupol. President Zelensky says Russia has rejected a proposed Easter truce that could have allowed desperate civilians to evacuate.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv. Russian forces have reportedly shifted a dozen crack military units from Mariupol to eastern Ukraine as it continues the battle for the Donbass region. The FAA has apologized for failing to provide advance notice to the Capitol Police of the small plane that caused a scare at the Capitol earlier this week. The single-engine plane carrying the Army's Golden Knights was headed to Nationals Field for a parachuting demonstration. President Biden in Auburn, Washington earlier today talking bringing the cost of health care down for Americans.
Everyone has less money in their pocket today because of the high cost of health care. Over the past decade, health care costs have gone up 50%. And a major reason for that increase is the cost of the drugs in health care.
The president didn't mention his Build Back Better bill, which failed in the Senate, but did talk about things that would have been in it, like free child care and the child tax credit. Destructive wildfires are bearing down on small villages in New Mexico. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The Texas Department of Public Safety is searching for a missing National Guard soldier.
The latest update we have from the local sheriff is that this Texas National Guard soldier went missing in the Rio Grande around 8:30 a.m. The Texas Military Department put out a statement saying they cannot confirm that the soldier is dead yet because a body has not been found. They're saying this male soldier is only missing and went missing, quote, during a mission-related incident. But I can tell you multiple sources tell us this is being handled as a presumed drowning of this soldier. We're told that soldier jumped into the water around 8:30 this morning to try to rescue a group of migrants, and that soldier has not been seen since.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. More than 2 years after he started working on it, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is set to enact what he calls the centerpiece of his plan to fight climate change, which would make his state the first major fossil fuel state to adopt a carbon pricing policy. Though one lawsuit is already challenging Wolf's regulation, and the term-limited governor could be replaced by someone who opposes it. A major brewer is pulling their business out of Russia.
Hey, Russia, this bud's not for you. Anheuser-Busch InBev SA, the world's biggest brewer, is pulling out of Russia, exiting a key beer market as Moscow's invasion of Ukraine drags on. AB InBev operates in Russia through a stake in a joint venture run by a Turkish drinks maker. It'll sell its stake in it, booking a $1.1 billion impairment charge. Other multinational companies who haven't already pulled out of Russia are evaluating their continued presence based on considerations they say are moral, logistical, or based on safety concerns. Salji and Grasso, Fox News.
The judge presiding over the Boy Scouts of America bankruptcy has approved the organization's request to sell its warehouse and distribution center in North Carolina for roughly $13.5 million and lease back the property from the buyer. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.